Wednesday, January 5th. The Anderson papers are now back again as a big flap. Ehrlichman and I had a long session with Henry this morning, and then some more discussion with the president. Henry's staff got him all cranked up on the basis that the story in the Washington Post had totally destroyed Henry's credibility and there was nothing left for him to do but quit. He, of course, soaked that up. We jumped on him pretty hard on the point that he couldn't go out to the press and defend himself and his credibility, which was one alternative he had decided to take, and that we needed to determine whether there was a credibility problem and then let Jerry Warren handle it on a low-key basis. Henry was full of the usual charges of nobody on the staff defends him, we all let him be the victim and so on. But I don't think he really believes that much anymore. He just tosses it out. The president talked to him later and said, told him the same thing, told him not to do anything now and not to talk to the press. So we've probably got it pretty well bottled up for the moment. President spent quite a while with the NASA people before his space shuttle announcement today, end of January 5th. Thursday, January 6th. Going back to the 5th, I was in there with him for 3 hours this morning, but didn't really cover anything of any great importance. It was pretty much just sitting and chatting. He just sort of filling the time here before the Japanese meetings starting tomorrow, end of January 5th.